Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for the Coca-Cola Company due to the release of its annual Christmastime advertising. Now, of course, we object to celebrating Christmas in any of its forms, and we certainly can't condone Coca-Cola for doing so every year. Although, in fairness, we do like the way they commercialize it and detract from the focus on those absurd Christian ideas of Jesus as God incarnate and Savior. But still, generally speaking, we'd all be better off if we could just end the whole Christmas thing and spend our time and money on real holidays like Winter Solstice or Kwanzaa. But this year, Coca-Cola did something especially awful. They made their ad with artificial intelligence. First, this means they didn't employ any actors. And if we've learned anything from recent events, we need actors now, more than ever, to tell people what to believe about politics and to give solid life advice on late-night shows and tabloids. But it's worse than this. Not only didn't they employ any ordinary actors, they also violated the basic norms of CGI job protectionism ethics. Of course, it's common enough to generate the polar bear sequences using humans wearing those digital bodysuits, then having digital bear skin superimposed on their movements, but we've learned through sources that the body actors who portrayed the hefty bears were actually skinny. And now, the Plump Actors Guild, PAG, is in an uproar over this obviously fattest body appropriation. You can't hire scrawny actors to play body-positive jelly roll polar bears. It just isn't right. Taking jobs away from actors of surplusage just to, what, save a little money on catering? It's like having neurotypical Tom Hanks portray neurodivergent Forrest Gump or using standard-height Hugh Grant to play the alternately-heighted Oompa Loompa. Of course we're mad that you're making fun of little people, and then we're mad that you aren't even offering the job to little people to be made fun of. But I digress. The non-employment of real humans and plump polar bear portrayers isn't even the biggest problem. Do you realize how much energy is consumed by artificial intelligence server farms? Do you realize how much heat they produce and how much carbon is spewed into the atmosphere every time someone creates an AI video? It's enormous. So Coca-Cola isn't just killing careers, they're killing the planet. And even worse, they're using emaciated body actors to produce a strange and disturbingly unrealistic polar bear Christmastime ad that literally kills polar bears. Unacceptable. Be gone, Coca-Cola, ye purveyors of the unreal thing. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Walmart. For announcing it would be rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in what is obviously a cave to the regressive forces of traditionalism in our white supremacy culture. Joining companies like Ford, Harley-Davidson, Lowe's, and Tractor Supply, the Walton family chain of superstores announced they would not renew their five-year commitment to a racial equity center set up after the George Floyd murder of 2020, they will no longer participate in the Gay Rights Index, and they will no longer give preferential treatment to minority and female-owned suppliers. They even said they won't be supporting highly sexualized gay pride parades anymore. I know! What is the world coming to when Walmart can't be counted on to sexualize children through parades that proselytize minors with the gospel of the holy acronym string? It's almost as if Walmart believes Republicans are people too, and their consumer base. However, there may be a silver lining here. One of the spokesthems for Walmart did mention that despite their atrocious move away from DEI use in job titles and official communications, they are starting to use the term belonging for initiatives that encourage the same basic ideals of DEI with just a different word. So now Walmart can become a more pro-belonging company, offering belonging-positive programs and partnering with belonging-allied agencies across society. According to the spokes-it, these shifts have been in the works for years and are really just becoming public now. Of course, we love the idea of creating a whole new set of terms that, by adopting them, we can show we are on the cutting edge of linguistic moral virtue and which we can use to see who else is keeping pace and judge accordingly. Although we lament the loss of DEI, we are eager to start verifying people as belonging-friendly and certifying organizations as belonging-sensitive. So put away your DEI posters and take up your belonging tambourines. Let the new speak begin again. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our strongest praise for our dear friends and anti-meat freedom fighters at PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, for their annual denunciation of the horrendous presidential tradition of pardoning two ceremonial turkeys at Thanksgiving.
Born this past July at the Zimmerman family farm, raised by the... Yeah, I hear you. Peach wants to speak a little bit here.
Now, I know what you're thinking. Why would PETA oppose the non-murdering of two turkeys? Well, it's because pardoning the birds only serves to distract from and normalize the violence done against all other unlucky ducks, and it also makes those wicked carnivores in our midst feel better about the turkey genocide perpetuated every Thanksgiving because they giggle and chuckle at the lighthearted humor of this atrocious PR stunt.
Lives by the motto, no foul play, just Minnesota nice.
It turns the evil on its head like a stripped and mutilated carcass inverted and spread-eagled in the roasting pan and makes this foul act of birdicide almost feel like a moment of benevolence. As the wise, caring, and deeply emotive utterant at PETA wrote to Dear Leader Biden, as a lame duck, you no longer need to heed the interests of factory farmers and instead have a joyous opportunity to spare Americans and turkeys this humiliating meat industry stunt that uses the White House as its public relations backdrop.
They stayed calm, they gobbled on, and still gobbling.
This year, PETA has amplified its gospel of love for all species by sending what they call the Hell on Wheels anti-meat message truck to D.C. with life-size pictures of birds in crates and playing recordings of the shrieks of turkeys being slaughtered to tell the turkey truth during the ceremonial pardoning. In addition to a 30-state marketing tour for what we hope will be a repentance-inducing revival, PETA is offering empathy kits for, quote, people who need a lesson in kindness. They also have free vegan starter kits and thanks vegan guides with tips for anyone ready to purify themselves from the moral sin of carnivorality and come into the light of moral malnourishment. We know Americans won't listen, but we really applaud the completely vain... The attempt, which will certainly be so vain. Well, you know what we mean. We celebrate things that are hopeless and don't work. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week are provided by It Almost Tastes Right, a meat-free vegan co-op practicing all the proper principles of modern eco-communism with PETA-certified dishes guaranteed to make your mouth stop watering. Some of their least popular items include Field Roast's hazelnut and cranberry plant-based roast, Gardein's plant-based turkey roast, and Tofurky's plant-based roast and wild rice stuffing. All products which are available in stores and online because cruelty and death have no place on holiday tables. It almost tastes right. You can really taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.